From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kurdish forces on the move in Iraq. Iraqi Kurdish forces say they've retaken five villages east of the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. One of the Kurdish military leaders described the operation outside of Mosul as ongoing. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the push by the Kurdish fighters was expected and that these current attacks might be probe attacks with a major push to come next month or in October.
Most important thing to remember is what are the political forces or political events which are going to go along with this military action in order to get to control Mosul and to kick out the ISIS.
Now, Mosul is where Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate in 2014, covering Iraq and Syria, along with other parts of the region in the Middle East. Local officials and foreign military commanders in Afghanistan have played down concerns Islamic State is expanding activities beyond its traditional strongholds in the east. They insist the recent killing of the local leader of IS in an American drone strike and gains by Afghan forces against the Syrian-based terrorist group have cornered the militants in parts of eastern Nangarhar and Kunar provinces, which border Pakistan. The nearly 2,600-kilometer porous border between Afghanistan and Pakistan is blamed for militant and other illegal movements on both sides. A U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters, fresh from driving Islamic State extremists from the northern city of Manbij, says it will now target another IS-held town, Al-Bab, near the Turkish border. By capturing Al-Bab, the Syrian Democratic Forces would tighten their grip on the area along the border. This is VOA News. Nigeria's government says it is reaching out to Boko Haram after a new video surfaced showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. The militant group says several girls have died and they are demanding a prisoner swap for the rest. It is a demand that Boko Haram has made before. Activists say for the sake of the Chibok girls, it is time for the Nigerian government to negotiate. The Council on American-Islamic Relations is offering a $10,000 reward to help solve the killings of a Muslim cleric and an associate in New York. The incident took place outside the imam's mosque. The shooter has not been captured, and a motive for the shooting is not known. Debbie Almantasser is the board president of the Muslim Community Network.
I am deeply saddened to say that a lot of what's behind this crime and other hate crimes that have happened to American Muslims is the anti-Muslim rhetoric that continues day in and day out within the media. And at the hands of presidential candidates who are basically using anti-Muslim rhetoric for their own political gains.
Members of the Bangladeshi community who attend the mosque where the shooting happened say they want it treated as a hate crime. South Korean President Park Geun-hye defended her decision to deploy a U.S.-built missile defense system. In her annual speech to mark the 71st anniversary of liberation of the Korean Peninsula at the end of World War II, President Park said South Korea will not give in to outside pressure on issues of national security. China and Russia voiced concern the U.S. missile system is intended to build up American power in the region, that its powerful radar system will be used to monitor their military activities in Northeast Asia. Japan's economy barely grew in the April-June quarter as weaker exports took their toll on the faltering recovery. Masamichi Adachi is chief economist at J.P. Morgan Tokyo. He says the decline in exports was a surprise.
We had expected some rise, but the export declined. That's why suddenly a disappointment. However, I have to add that the real GDP increased 2.0% in the first quarter. So average of first half is still 1.1%.
Moving to salvage his Abenomic strategy for fighting economic stagnation, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe recently proposed $267 billion in spending initiatives. And at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt is still the fastest man in the world. He won the men's 100 meters race and got the gold. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.